Speaking about places that are blessed by God, I just got back from Texas, and it's very blessed, you know, at least judging from the number of times you can hear people say the word God on the radio, you know, that, by that standard, or the number of times you see Jesus on the billboards, you know, that's, I mean, if Portland, where I live, is the hippest city in the country by virtue of the fact that we have more facial tattoos and piercings per capita than anywhere else in America, Texas is probably the most God-blessed place in America, by that standard, anyway, you know, as measured crudely. But I was visiting my good friend Marie Mason in prison, who I knew her for a long time before I discovered that she is a convicted eco-terrorist, or, well, she was alleged to be an eco-terrorist and then convicted of one, and of being one. And it wasn't terribly shocking, really, because I knew she was already an environmentalist, so you never know. There's a thin line, you know. And now she has lots of fans. She's becoming iconic among various people. And I'm always kind of curious why, because she doesn't actually say much, you know. But she is an older woman in a Supermax federal penitentiary for doing $4 million worth of damage to corporate property. And so that makes her an icon to a lot of people. But none of her fans are allowed to visit her. You know, only her friends that she knew before she became a convicted eco-terrorist are allowed to visit her. So she has a very, very small list of people who can visit her, so she doesn't get much visits. And so I was there, and it was the second visit of mine to the Supermax. And so upon visiting her, I discovered that that so many of the coolest people I ever heard about are in prison with her. And it just seems almost mind-boggling, because I have written a song about several of them, you know, and to find that they're all in the same block, you know. There's actually only one Supermax female prison. So actually, if you know any really cool women and they're in prison, you know, they might be there, you know, they all together, you know. So it's like half of them are crazy. Half of them in the prison, there's 20 people in her block, and half of them have been in solitary confinement for so long that they're stark raving mad, and they're not allowed in general population, but because they're stark raving mad, they're kept in solitary. And so they become madder and madder. And the other half are political prisoners, like Marie, like Annabelle Enmontes, who was a Cuban spy for 25 years in the Department of Defense, like Lynn Stewart, the lawyer who was defending Abu Rahman, like Afiq Siddiqui, the Pakistani woman who theoretically fired on her American captors and therefore was put sent in prison. And that's just in the female one. And in the male prison there, you have another bunch of eco-terrorists, and you have another bunch of fine, upstanding Muslims. And the difference is that the eco-terrorists are convicted of destroying property, and the Muslims are convicted of feeding the hungry. And they were given longer sentences for that. Bulldoze houses, there was a situation. Refugee camps, communists and Shatila, children gunned down in the Intifada. Poverty and hunger, a place to slowly die. These five men decided at least they had to try. From their homes in Texas to the stateless nation, they started up the Holy Land Foundation. They sent food and medicine, that's all they ever did, aside from sending toys for little kids. Feed the hungry, they say that's a good deed, but apparently it all depends on who you want to feed. If they're living in the ghettos under IDF command, if they think they don't deserve to starve in their homeland, if Sharon says all that's theirs is mine, if they're from a place called Palestine, the Holy Land is crying out, leaving little room for doubt. From ruined homes, the kids ask you, what in the world will you do? They gave money to the Zakat committees, the same ones funded by USAID, but these were Arabs aiding Palestinians. They opposed the occupation and they were Muslims. Their phones were tapped for years, but nothing could be found, so an executive order Bush shut them down, freezing all their funds, taking food from kids. That's exactly what the US government did. These men support Hamas, the government proclaimed, although they couldn't find a cent sent in their name. But they had evidence. For the first time in a court, an anonymous Israeli would submit his report behind a veil with no rights to cross-examination. He could smell Hamas was his explanation. First the jury hung, so they tried them again. And for feeding hungry people, they were sent to prison. The Holy Land is crying out, leaving little room for doubt. From ruined homes, kids ask you, what in the world will you do? Now 5 men are in cells, no one knows what for. Every Muslim and unindicted co-conspirator. Be careful what you say, beware what you hear, or end up in a CMU for 65 years. Cut off from the world, held in a little box. Back home kids are getting shot for throwing rocks. No one stops the charity sending money for tanks, for illegal settlements all over the West Bank. This is justice in America. If you didn't know it, now you do. A retrial was denied, I should mention that too. A retrial was denied, who knows who's next to go to be tortured in a little Guantanamo. The Constitution suspended, they just haven't let us know. It's easier that way, just say it isn't so. The Holy Land Foundation, you know it's true. They just did what all of us should do. The Holy Land is crying out, leaving little room for doubt. From ruined homes, kids ask you, what in the world will you do? The Holy Land is crying out, leaving little room for doubt. From ruined homes, kids ask you, what in the world will you do?